Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The walls of Jericho fell, and we're going to read this verse. Not because of the faith of one person, but because of the faith of the entire nation. That's important to recognize this, because we're going to talk about this in just a minute. It didn't fall because of the faith of Joshua, even though he had great faith. The faith of Caleb, because they had great faith. We'll talk about that. But let's read that verse. Verse number 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. There's that word, they. Talking about the walls, I understand the walls, but it's the children of Israel encircled and walked around those walls, and they believed God. What a contrast, what a contrast. And again, notice from verse number 29, where we left off last week, to verse number 30. Verse number 29, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians attempting or sailing to do were drowned. And then it jumps ahead over 40 years. By faith, they're crawled. It's not by chance that nothing is mentioned about the wilderness for 40 years about people by faith. Why? Because of the 40 years were not years of faith. Those people that crossed over with Moses, even though the blow was applied, the whole time they were in the wilderness, those 40 years, they did nothing but murmur and complain. And I think they were a bunch of Baptists, okay? I know they're Jews, they're Israel, and I understand being facetious, but they did nothing but complain and murmur. Remember, they were hungry. Feed us. Well, remember the quail, the manna? Matter of fact, it got so much it got sick. We're thirsty. Well, there's the rock, living water. They complain. Remember the snakes. I mean, I could go on and on. All the 40 years, those people did nothing but complain, complain, complain. As a matter of fact, Hebrews chapter number 3 talks about that. Beginning of verse number 15. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, as it was in the wilderness. Okay, that's what he's referring back to, as those people were. Don't have a hard heart like they did in the wilderness. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness, and to whom he sware that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. They did not have faith. Remember the story about they crossed the sea, and they were, was it 14-day journey into Canaan? I forget. It was just a few days. They could have made it into Canaan, all right? I mean, the whole entourage. But instead, they wandered for 40 years in a big circle. Remember Joshua and Caleb? They went over there with 10 other spies, and they came back. And they said, yeah, it's right for the pickings. It's there for the taking. Let's go get them, boys. And the other 10 guys said, no, man, they're like giants. We're like grasshoppers in our eyes. We can't do this. So the people murmured back at Moses, said, Moses, you should have left us in Egypt. At least we had food there, and brought us out here to die. Remember that? And God was angry with the people, and he said, I'll tell you what. Y'all going to wander around this desert? All of y'all above the year of 20 years of age are going to fall and die, except for those under 20 and Caleb and Joshua. So that's the reason between verse number 29 and 30. It doesn't talk about that journey in the wilderness because they did not believe as part. Now look at Hebrews 4:6 refers to that also. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of their unbelief. Again, they weren't people of faith. They did not believe God. All right, there's so much here. In Egypt, remember the Passover? And that the 10th plague come, and the death angel was coming, and God told Moses, listen, you tell your people, you put the blood, you slay that lamb, put on your lintel on your doorpost, which, by the way, is a shape of a cross. Here's those amazing words. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. The Israelites believe that they did that. The Egyptians did not do that, and that's why it talks about there was welling in the land of Egypt like that had never been heard before because they lost their firstborn, even Pharaoh. Okay? So we get to this part here in verse number 6. He talked about their unbelief. Even though they had the blood applied, they crossed over, they still didn't believe. There are so many believers today. They're saved on their way to heaven, but yet they still don't believe God. Remember the disciples? Lord, help thou our unbelief. There's a lot of saved people. And that's, by the way, is what the book of Hebrews is all about for those who are kind of new to this. The book of Hebrews is written to those believers who were hanging in there. A lot of them were going back. Saved Jewish people were going back to the temple worship. They were sacrificing Christ afresh. Remember, we looked at this in Hebrews 6, other parts. And they're not coming back. Were they saved? Absolutely. They were saved by the blood. Did they lose their salvation? Absolutely not. But Paul was encouraging these Hebrew people to stay with it. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is. And so much the more as you see that day approaching. A lot of them was going back to temple worship. But he was trying to encourage these Hebrew believers to stay with it. A lot of people who are saved just don't believe God no more. That's a whole other story, but you see that here. The Israelites murmured, complained those whole 40 years. Food, water, all these things that God supplied because of their murmuring. However, after 40 years, they never had to change shoes. Ray Tate, this past week, on how old they are. They're in great shape. I get hand-me-downs, all right? And they fit me, and they're nice-looking. They're old shoes. I know they're old shoes. They're out for 40. Noel Gilbert will be here with us today. He has a pair of shoes over 40 years old. I don't think he ever wears them. I think he just, brags on them. I'm just kidding, put it in a box. I got a pair for. Anyway, they never had to go to Walmart to buy shoes. God took care of them for 40 years, and they still fussed and complained. That's why I think a lot of Baptists were back in that day. But anyway, however, after 40, and this is important, okay. After 40 years of wandering, a new generation of Israelites, these who were under the age of 20, crossed over Jordan into Canaan, and they believed God. That's why it wasn't a problem for them walking around the walls of Jericho. They had seen what God had done for mom and dad and grandma and grandpa, always in the wilderness, and seen all the great things God had done. And it wasn't a problem when they crossed the Jordan River, saw the mighty hand of God. So it's nothing. They already defeated a couple, the king of Og and some others. They'd already, when they crossed over. Then they come to this big city called Jericho. I won't get into how big, but it's huge. It's a fortified city. You ain't touching the city. I mean, they were just as the people in Jericho was happier than pig and slop. Okay, nobody could defeat them. And all of a sudden, here comes these Hebrew. And by the way, there's all of them. I believe. Can you imagine 2 million people walking around the walls of Jericho? And I won't read the passage of scripture, but God told Joshua, I want you to take your people, and I want you to walk around 6 days. Don't say a word. That's why it's hard for me to believe women were going around the walls. I'm just kidding. But anyway, they were quiet. Y'all still love me. Well, I'm just crazy today. All right, they were walking around the wall, didn't say a word. And how long it could have must have taken them to walk around these walls. And the people up on the walls, can you imagine they were laughing and carrying on? The seventh day was something different. I won't read the passage of scripture, but y'all know the story very well. God told Joshua, you have these, you want you have 7 priests and 7 trumpets. And you walk around that wall 7 times this time, 7 times around. And after you walk around the 7th time, I want the priests to blow those trumpets. There are 7 priests, 7 trumpets. And they blow those trumpets. Boom! And then the people, the word is a great shout.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.